This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 29th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Golden mussels get top billing. Solar tax bill raises farmland concerns. And Zeldin talks WOTUS, U.S. and India, to finalize agreement. California lawmakers are advancing a package of bills to slow the spread of golden mussels and strengthen the state's response to aquatic invasive species threatening water systems, farms, and recreation. AB 1772 would create a statewide framework for aquatic invasive species prevention that would include watercraft decontamination standards, reciprocity for inspection certificates, and long-term funding planning. Assemblymember Diane Pappin of San Mateo told colleagues this week that California needs to move from a reactive posture to a coordinated strategy. AB 2032 more directly targets golden mussels, giving local water agencies tools to prevent, control, and mitigate infestations that could clog pumps, canals, and water delivery infrastructure. Both bills advanced to the Senate this week. Lawmakers have already acted through AB 149, a 2025 budget trailer bill that broadened California's mussel prevention laws from quagga and zebra mussels to invasive mussels, including golden mussels, and increase the invasive mussel prevention fee beginning in 2026. In the meantime, federal legislation is also in play. California Senators Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff have introduced a bill to authorize $60 million to create a federal demonstration program focused on prevention, monitoring, control, and research of golden mussels. It would support new detection technology, watercraft inspection stations, rapid response programs, early warning systems, and competitive grants for state and local agencies, universities, nonprofits, and industry partners. Padilla said golden mussels threaten water infrastructure and delta ecosystems, while the bill is aimed at giving agencies more tools to prevent further spread. The federal push comes as the Bureau of Reclamation is also seeking new control methods through its Halt the Hitchhiker prize competition, offering up to $200,000 for technologies or approaches to reduce the spread of invasive mussels, including golden mussels, on recreational watercraft. A bill to create statewide valuation rules for taxing larger solar energy systems has advanced from the Senate after a floor debate that split lawmakers over renewable energy, county tax revenue, and farmland conversion. SB 1329 by Senator Jerry McNerney of Pleasanton would establish a preferred method for assessing active solar energy systems. McNerney frames the bill as a way to give solar developers and county assessors predictable rules, arguing that consistent taxation is needed to support continued renewable energy development and avoid a patchwork across California's 58 counties. Kern and Fresno County supervisors and other opponents warned the measure could reduce local tax revenues, shift costs to other taxpayers, and further incentivize utility-scale solar development on farmland. Central Valley lawmakers have raised concerns that counties already struggling with land use conflicts could lose both agriculture production and future tax value. Supporters counter that solar companies are willing to pay property taxes but need certainty to finance projects and avoid over-assessment that could increase cost for ratepayers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at AgriPulse.com under the Events tab. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says he could rush out a final Waters of the U.S. rule, but it's more important to get it right. Zeldin told AgriPulse newsmakers, quote, "We want it as legally durable as possible, and honestly, my goal is perfection on this." The Environmental Protection Agency chief says the agency claims to finalize the rule soon as possible, but he doesn't have a timeline to share. The regulation defines which bodies of water fall under federal jurisdiction and are protected under the Clean Water Act. This is our one shot to have that one definition that hopefully withstands the test of time, that can actually survive upcoming presidential elections where pendulums might swing. Separately, Zeldin stressed the need for EPA's safety review of glyphosate, which the agency aims to complete this year, to follow the science wherever it leads. U.S. and Indian officials will meet next week with the aim of finalizing details of an interim agreement and continue broader negotiations, the Indian Ministry of Commerce and Industry says. Two countries agreed on a framework in February that reaffirmed the country's commitment to the broader India-U.S. bilateral trade agreement negotiations, a ministry press statement said. U.S. Chief Negotiator Brendan Lynch will lead negotiations with his Indian counterpart June 1 to 4. Secretary of State Marco Rubio just wrapped up a visit to the country where he said India has agreed to buy $500 billion in U.S. goods over 5 years, focusing on energy, technology, and agriculture. At the meeting, negotiators will try to advance discussion under the broader BTA on multiple areas, such as market access, non-tariff measures, customs and trade facilitation, investment promotion, and economic security alignment, the ministry said. Here's today's final word. Losses in staff and institutional expertise as a result of this relocation could delay the identification and containment of outbreaks involving pathogens such as Salmonella, E. coli, or Listeria, allowing contaminated products to remain in commerce longer and increasing illness nationwide. Reduced coordination among FSIS and other food safety and public health agencies like the Food and Drug Administration and state partners could also slow traceback investigations and public communication during multi-state outbreaks when rapid response is crucial to prevent additional illnesses. That's the language from 20 Democratic senators in a letter to Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden yesterday, seeking a, quote, detailed description of how you will ensure that the Food Safety and Inspection Service will maintain full operational capacity during and after USDA's proposed reorganization of the agency. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 29th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.